Can you read what's written above the score? The lady asked. Honorato, can't it be? Said the child. The lady punctured his reply by striking the keyboard with a pencil. The child remained motionless, his head turned towards the score. And what does moderato attribute mean? I don't know. A woman seated 10 feet away gave a sigh. Are you quite sure you don't know what moderato attribute means? The lady repeated.
The child did not reply. The lady stifled an exasperated groan and again struck the keyboard with her pencil. The child remained unblinking. The lady turned. Madame Despardes, you have a very stubborn little boy. Anne Despardes sighed again. You don't have to tell me, she said. The child, motionless, his eyes lowered, was the only one to remember that dusk had just broken out. It made him shiver. I told you the last time, I told you the time before that. I've told you 100 times. Are you sure you don't know what it means?
Child decided not to answer. The lady looked again at the object before her, the rage mounting. Here we go again, said Anne Desbrasdes under her breath. Trouble is, the lady went on, the trouble is you don't want to say it. Anne Desbrasdes looks again at this child from head to toe, but in a different way from the lady.
I'm going to say in this minute, the lady shouted. The child showed no surprise. He still didn't reply. Then the lady struck the keyboard a third time, so hard that the pencil broke right next to the child's hand. His hands were round and milky, still scarcely formed. They were clenched and unmoving. He's a difficult child, and Desperados offered timidly. The child turned his head towards the voice, quickly towards his mother, to make sure of her existence, then resumed his pose as an object, facing the score. His hands remained clenched.
Chatted with Emily and Grace between takes, then went over to stretch out again upon a tarpaulin laid down out of camera range on the floor of the quarried out cavern in rock, lit up eerily by the floodlights, to be the transpierce proto spear through his breast, actually built around his breast on an iron hoop under his jacket. The hands gripped the spear, the talc white face from the age of Diderot became anguished. Lunch was preceded by a cocktail mixed by the famous hands, which he had learned to make from a novel by Peter Shaney, white rum, curacao, and some other things.
Which made him a mirror, which leads out. place my stand exactly centre of the stage.
Indecisive,
which I spread flat across the table, that I would learn was Rubens
and
taken with a camera and shuffle
mask,
masses of fog blurred out in the photo, elongations without sense,
tired
tune.
His voice loses its vibrant timbre, leaves out the object photograph remains unchanged. His voice loses its vibrant timbre, leaves out the object photograph remains unchanged. His voice loses its vibrant timbre, leaves out the object photograph remains unchanged. His voice loses its vibrant timbre, leaves out the object photograph remains unchanged. His voice loses its vibrant timbre, leaves out the object photograph remains unchanged. His voice loses its vibrant timbre, leaves out the object photograph remains unchanged. His voice loses its vibrant timbre, leaves out the object photograph remains unchanged. His voice loses its vibrant timbre, leaves out the object photograph remains unchanged. His voice loses its vibrant timbre, leaves out the object photograph remains unchanged. His voice loses its vibrant timbre, leaves out the object photograph remains unchanged. His voice loses its vibrant timbre, leaves out the object photograph remains unchanged. His voice loses its vibrant timbre, leaves out the object photograph remains unchanged. His voice loses its vibrant timbre, leaves out the
These things happened to me in 1938. I feel the greatest uneasiness in speaking of them. I've already tried to put them into writing many times. If I've written books, it has been in the hope that they would put an end to it all. If I've written novels, they've come into being just as the words began to shrink back from the truth. I'm not frightened of the truth. I'm not afraid to tell a secret. But until now, words have been frailer and more cunning than I would have liked. I know this guile is a warning. It would be nobler to leave the truth in peace. It would be in the best interests of the truth to keep it hidden. But now I hope to be done with it soon. To be done with it is also noble and important.
And I try to execute the interior movements that are produced in that consciousness.
There are always
incidents.
It takes place in the present, finally. I'm concerned with these interior movements. I'm not concerned with time. There are always incidents. It takes place in the present, finally. I'm concerned with these interior movements. I'm not concerned with time. There are always incidents. It takes place in the present, finally. I'm concerned with these interior movements. I'm not concerned with time. There are always incidents. I take the present I'm not going to be able to do that.
Characters, plots, and they don't find it, they're lost.